For DJ Debbie Mobile.
TR on mobile, and we're in the Lyman Limits. There's a lake up here, Dave. We just went over to see where the chickens were from. Lake, what is it? Lake Cooley. Never seen it before.
We're away, except I'm going to turn at the fire station in McElhaney, I think is the name of that road. Cut across over to 14, and then head out toward Campobello. But you're near Lyman Lake, is that what you said?
That's what Bernice said, Dave, over by Inman.
Been on a map before, but I was looking for something else, so I didn't linger long on it.
We've never been over here. We just wanted to go for a ride and see where we picked up our chickens next Friday. It's out in the tulies here, by golly, but we went the back roads on purpose, and my, there's some beautiful country in there.
One of my set of cousins on my mother's side, the last name is Cooley. There was Kelly, Cooley, Muxlow, and Watson. So I know a bunch of Cooleys.
That's a Chinese paon in my memory.
It did what in your memory?
Well, that's what they used to call the immigrants from China that did the lowly work, I guess you would say. A coolie, wasn't it?
That before. But I'll tell my cousins that next time I talk to them.
I could be wrong. I'm old, Dave. shoot. Well, I sure hated to hear that about Bill's eyes this morning. And I didn't know they were deteriorating. That far, but I guess I'm just lucky. That's about the only thing that hadn't fell apart on me. It's remained pretty much the same until I had them fixed.
I think we can blame all of that on free radicals. I think what I was reading one time is there's a bunch of free radicals running around your body destroying your cells, and the older you get, the more damage they do until all the way up until the end. If we can figure out how to stop free radicals, we can stop the aging process, but it's kind of hard to stop those little critters.
Hi, Dave. Tommy is.
I think my War Department's referring to me, Dave.
In fact, I missed that.
That I'm a free radical.
Oh, yeah. Not human free radicals. These are subatomic free radicals.
I think a few quarks hit me, too. So you're not kidding. There is free radicals out there, huh?
Yeah, they're little pieces of subatomic particles that bounce around all throughout. They're going through you and through me all the time, kind of like a neutrino. Neutrinos do that, too. They pass right through the Earth without even slowing down. They're so tiny. They can pass through the space between the electron, between the nucleus and the electron of an atom without slowing down because they're so tiny. Kind of like two universes merging. The stars are so far apart. When they merge, the stars don't collide with each other. They just pass right through each other. Kind of the same idea, except at a very small scale instead of a very large scale. But those free radicals, they run into your atoms and they start splitting things apart and they do a lot of damage, tons of damage. That's what makes us age.
I've heard of the neutrinos and let's see what that's a right turn. Got two GPSs going here. I got to kill one of them. Well, and the cosmic rays. I didn't know they were that small. Boy, that's getting down smaller than a frog here, isn't it?
Down there where they have strings and quarks and all kinds of other things. I don't know. I've read about a lot about that. But when I get that deep in reading it, I find myself waking up after a couple hours. It puts me to sleep.
Georgia, Bernice, 0.2 miles. So it'll be this next corner. And, me too, Dave. I have a bad habit. I was reading Aerospace Magazine from the Smithsonian this morning, and, boy, it's so interesting. talking, but I fall asleep unless I read it in a certain room.
He said about me is, well, I like to do stuff. I like to build. I like to program. I like to, when I sit still and I start watching TV or something like that, I fall asleep. She says I got narcolepsy. I don't think it's narcolepsy. I think I just need to be doing stuff.
As long as I'm standing up on my feet. And then, of course, when Bernice makes a big, beautiful meal or something, that has a tendency to put me to sleep right after I eat a big, beautiful meal. Boy, she made one for my birthday there the other day. The kids went together and bought us some filet mignons and other things to go with it. Wow, that'll put you to sleep.
That's like our Thanksgiving Day dinner, our Christmas Day dinner, those two. That's a sleeping pill for me. I just have to admit it. After I eat that, it's going to be painful till I fall asleep.
That's a fact. I don't eat as much as I used to. I seem to be cold and steady. In my blood test that I got from the doctor the other day, she said, I've seen worse on 20-year-olds, Tom. Said, you're doing great. And so, I don't know. I need to go down to St. Augustine and get a drink of that the Ponce de Leon water.
What Ponce de Leon thought was the fountain of youth.
Yeah, you got it, Dave. I'm going to put a star on the wall for you. You hit it on the head. Yeah, but that's even a tourist trap.
Yeah, that's kind of fun to go to. I think there's a lot of places in the U.S. like that we could go to that people sometimes take off and go to Europe or Africa or something like that. We got a lot of stuff around here that's pretty interesting.
Well, that's the truth. And it's really intriguing to me because the history is so much older than what it was back in Kansas. You can even glean a lot of information by walking through an old cemetery down here. I know there was a cemetery up in Kansas out by where I feast out in the boondocks. And you'd notice that there'd be a family, and then there would be four or five children, and some of them were just a few months old and had perished. And so you think about, you know, the different plagues they had, like right around World War I, the flu plague and different things. And you wonder what took them at that early age.
As we get more and more intelligent, we're able to figure out how to avoid disease. We start taking it for granted. Like childbearing, for example, that was a really, really big deal back in those days. There was a high probability that one of the two or both, the mother and the child, weren't going to make it. Nowadays, it's very rare that happens.
That's the truth, Dave. It's just amazing. Well, what about this new strain of COVID that they've turned up with? That's scary. I can't wait till we get our shot, even though it may not be as effective. But they say it's much more transmittable.
Been like that in Europe, too. Europe was worried about their new one. But I don't know. I'm just trying to avoid all of them, any and all of them. But I think we're going to have to get some refined vaccines, and there's going to be some damage that is done before we finally put it to rest. I don't know. I don't know what to think about. Just the only thing I know that's safe is stay away from it as much as you can.
You're doing that. It even scares me to even to go through a drive-thru to get a meal. You don't know who's been handling it and if they're taking the appropriate precautions. We did, however, go through KFC the other day and get some chicken. Now and then we go down and get chicken from Publix there in Taylor's. Oh, man. Those people in that store are just great, and their chicken is phenomenal. As older folks, we can't take really, really spicy things, but I like, and Bernice does too, their spicy wings. They're not all that hot, and then most of them are everywhere you go. And then we also get their regular chicken, and it's, wow, you just can't beat it. You can order it ahead of time, and you tell them what time you want to pick it up, and it's very reasonable. And I just go to the deli and then do the self-checkout, and I get it during a time when, you know, don't go down there at the noon hour, go down there at 2 o'clock or something like that, or at 11 o'clock. And they're just a great group of people down there.
W4DJW, I do that self-checkout myself a lot, unless it's like the once every third week where I go stock up on everything. But, Tom, I'm over here at Foothills. I'm going to get out and do a little flying. I did some studying on my transmitter. So yesterday when I took off, I was all over the sky because it was on high rates, and I didn't know which buttons to flip. I had to load the program up in the program editor to find out where I assigned low and high rates to the ailerons. I was banging ailerons left and right, almost put it in the ground. I'm going to try it again today on the wing, on the fixed wing aircraft, and get some more flying in. You and Bernice, take care. Be safe. Good talking to you. N0TR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I was watching a YouTube this morning. I watched quite a bit of flying videos, and it was a Cessna 150, if you can believe it, but it was beefed up. It had like 182 struts and different structural improvements to it, and they were doing rolls in a Cessna 150, and the pilot and the instructor, and I did not envy them one bit. But it was kind of intriguing. See you later, Dave. W4DJW, N0TR. Clear.